This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, TFA fam? Matty D back with another edition of wide receiver cornerback matchups for week five. But you know the drill. Before we get into week five, let's talk about week four really quickly. There were some shootout games last week, and we were on a couple of the guys that saw double-digit targets as expected, but some of the production just didn't work out for us. Robbie Anderson was one of the main guys we were on last week. He saw a whopping 11 targets, only turned it into 5 catches for 46 yards against the Cowboys in a good matchup against Anthony Brown. So definitely underperformed there, but the volume was there. Variance just didn't play into our hand last week for Robbie Anderson. Jacoby Myers turned in a good game on Sunday night against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 12 targets, 8 catches, 70 yards. Has not yet scored a touchdown in his NFL career, but I think that might change this week. We will talk about Jacoby Myers in a second. Brandon Ayuk, he is officially on the no play list for me. We played him again last week. He only saw 3 targets again, despite playing, you know, a good amount of snaps. 3 targets, 1 catch for 15 yards was not a good week for Ayuk. Trey Lance might be starting this week, which maybe can boost Ayuk a little bit, but I think Lance is still going to heavily rely on Debo Samuel, which he did yesterday this past weekend after he came into the game for the injured Jimmy Garoppolo. Then our fade of the week last week was DeAndre Hopkins going up against Jalen Ramsey. We mentioned that Hopkins is not commanding a normal lion's share of targets in that offense like he has in previous years. Only 7 targets last week, 4 catches for 67 yards. So definitely did not do too great. But a matchup with Jalen Ramsey, that's about as good as you can expect. So, and that brings us to week 5 matchups that we like. And we just mentioned Jacoby Myers, and we are right back on him this week. He's got a matchup with Tavier Thomas, who played 41 slot snaps last week for Houston. He's barely played in the NFL at all. And last year, he allowed 19 catches on 24 targets for a ridiculous 80% catch rate, 10 yards per catch, and a 113 passer rating allowed last year. Myers is the alpha in the Pats offense. He's got 26% of the targets, 30% of the air yards. He's getting a whopping 10 targets per game and 90 air yards per game. Jacoby Myers has turned into an alpha wide receiver in that Pats offense, and he is a guy we can trust on a regular basis. And with a Patriots matchup against Houston this week, that is one we want to target. Next up, we got Corey Davis matching up with the Atlanta Falcons. We've attacked Atlanta all year this year so far. They have terrible cornerback play, and Corey Davis gets the worst corner on the other side for most of this game, and that'll be a matchup with Fabian Moreau. Moreau this year has allowed 17 catches on 23 targets, good for 12 yards per catch, a ridiculous 4 touchdowns in only 4 weeks, and a 141 passer rating, which is just about as bad as you can get. And Corey Davis is the alpha in New York. He's getting 21% of the targets. He's seeing 32% of the air yards, 7 targets per game, and 100 air yards per game. So I like for Corey Davis to turn in a lot of his volume into production this week. And I'm expecting a big game out of Corey Davis. Lastly, for our plays of the week, we've got Devontae Parker. Parker gets a dream matchup this week against Tampa Bay, who is absolutely injury riddled throughout their secondary. They are forced to now turn to Pierre Desir as a replacement option for Carlton Davis, who is now out for 2 to 4 weeks with a quad injury. Desir played limited action last year. He only played in 8 games with the New York Jets, but he allowed a 78% catch rate, a 115 passer rating, and 5 touchdowns in those 8 games last year with New York. This year, he's only played in week 4, and that was last week when Davis got hurt, and he allowed all 3 targets to be caught in limited action. So definitely a good matchup here for Devontae Parker, who is seeing 22% of the targets, 39% of the air yards. He's getting 8 targets a game and 104 air yards per game. And Will Fuller just went on IR as well. So look for Devontae Parker and Jaylen Waddle to be the main 2 guys in this offense this week, facing against Tampa Bay, who will score points on the other side. So I'm expecting a pretty big game out of Devontae Parker here. And then, of course, our sit of the week. Kenny Golladay gets a tough matchup against Dallas. I'm expecting Trayvon Diggs to stick on Kenny Golladay for most of this game, as he's really the only sizable option that New York has, and Diggs is the big corner that Dallas has. Diggs has been absolutely ridiculous to start the year. He's only allowed 12 catches on 26 targets, good for 6.6 yards per target. He hasn't allowed any TDs. He's got 5 interceptions in 4 games and a 28 passer rating allowed. So look for Daniel Jones to go away from Trayvon Diggs. And I think that Golladay should be matched up on Diggs for most of this game. And I think the Giants are going to want to lean on Saquon Barkley here as well, with how good Saquon has looked over the last couple of weeks, and his volume is going up. So definitely like to sit Golladay this week or fade him in DFS if that is a game you're interested in. With that being said, per usual, if you liked the video, make sure you like the video. Otherwise, hop in the Discord and come hang out with our great community. With that being said, we'll see you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price, and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.